Welcome back to the TTP podcast. My name is Bonasa.
And I'm Rosasa. Today, for our last podcast of the year, we're here to discuss a more serious topic.
Today, we're here to talk about offensive jokes. More specifically, we're here to answer this question. When does a joke turn offensive, and is it possible to prevent such a situation from happening? So just to give a brief introduction about offensive use in humor, offensive humor is basically humor that relies on joking on the expense of others to make people laugh. Basically, humor that makes offense of people.
Yeah, and you know, this is usually fine when it's done out of pure fun, but it becomes a problem when it becomes charged at minorities and becomes racially charged offensive humor. So a lot of prominent comedians have used this in the recent past, like Tina Fey, who is the director screenwriter of Mean Girls, and Steve Harvey on The Harvey Show.
However, times have turned. Recently, dynamics have changed, and those who used to be the majority, for example, white, straight, old, quote-unquote boomers, have become the butt of many jokes.
Yeah, and this has drawn offense from these majority groups who don't like being, like, you know, the butt of racially, kind of like, these charged offensive jokes. And this has subsequently raised offense in minority groups who say that the majority has no right to get offended because they're not as sensitive to racially charged or, you know, sexually charged kind of humor that these minorities have been subject to for many years. And this raises questions about what makes a joke really offensive and what its relationship is to the person who makes the joke.
On the topic of a question, do you think it's okay to make jokes that make fun of your race when talking to people of your race? For example, telling Asian jokes to other Asians or Korean jokes to other Koreans?
Well, I think it's fine because, you know, it's a pretty common thing to occur. Like, members of minority groups often joke about stereotypes within that group to members of that minority group. For example, Asians will often call other Asians yellow. And, you know, this is usually pretty funny because it's kind of inverting the stereotypes there are about Asians into common humor. But this usually isn't acceptable for another group to do, because when that happens, it's usually seen as hostile or racist, or it just doesn't really put you in a good mood.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm fine with jokes that are shared amongst Asians that are based on stereotypical experiences that many of us have personally encountered, such as eating a lot of rice jokes, which appear quite frequently, and also which I find quite funny. And there's also those jokes that a lot of us Asians make about their parents forcing kids to be lawyers or doctors, which are lucrative jobs, which are also experiences that many of us have actually shared. And thus, it is quite funny as well. But I don't think I would feel comfortable if this joke was made by someone who is non-Asian, because this honestly seems a bit prying and can make me feel like Asians are being generalized or our race is being generalized into something very simple and something that can be made fun of.
Yeah, I think when an Asian person makes an Asian joke, we're comfortable with it because we know that they're not doing it to be racist. However, with a non-Asian person, we're not sure if they're doing it out of satire or genuine racism. So it kind of drops the comfort level a bit. So because of this, I think this ultimately depends on that person's relationship with the Asian they're joking with. Like, if they're a close friend, they're probably doing it out of satire and good fun. But if they're a complete stranger, then it's a lot more ambiguous, and there's a good chance that they're doing it out of hostility.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think one way a joke can get too far is when they try to devalue or look down on racial groups. For example, during the coronavirus pandemic, which is still occurring right now, a lot of non-Asian individuals made jokes about Chinese food, specifically in a video that depicted a hot pot, a Chinese hot pot, which had a lot of different spices in it that are perhaps foreign to them. And they said that it was dirty and inedible, and basically said that it kind of showed how dirty these Chinese were. And it's kind of in the reference to the idea that the coronavirus came from the Chinese people eating bats or other interesting animals in Wuhan. And this is harmful and not acceptable in that it reinforces Asian stereotypes, but can also lead to the rise in Asian hate crimes. As such, we should definitely try to avoid these kinds of jokes and try to stop others who are making them, as the damages that these jokes can inflict can often be long-term. And while I agree with most of the things that you say, Rosa, I think there is a boundary to which friends making jokes can be seen as funny. For example, I don't think it will be necessarily funny for friends to even make jokes about Black people, because jokes about Black people are rooted in Black history, and oftentimes we have to tread very carefully when we're making jokes about Black people, because it can often be seen as offensive or be traced back to a time when lives for Blacks were not so favorable. So I think we should really try to avoid making jokes about Black people, even in friend groups, because it can be difficult to make them seem lighthearted or funny in any way.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. I think if you make even if you're a minority, making a joke about another minority can be treading on kind of shaky ground, because you don't know what it's like to be part of that minority, therefore you don't really have access to the types of experiences or hurtful things that person in that minority might have experienced in their lives. So I think we should try to avoid definitely kind of generalizing on other minorities' experiences, even if we are minorities in ourselves.
Yes, I completely agree with you. So this leads us to move on to our second question. Who determines if a joke is offensive?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of discourse on this online, especially on like Twitter and Instagram. And oftentimes though, like things aren't as clear cut out as people make it out to be. Often members of a minority group can have contrasting opinions on whether something is offensive or not. For example, I remember during Halloween last year, Sam Okire, who is a celebrity from Ghana in Korea, was outraged at some Korean students doing blackface for a Halloween costume, and they were imitating that viral coffin dance like video where people from I'm not really sure which country, but these African kids were dressed up and they were dancing by a coffin. And while Sam was outraged by this, the actual coffin dancers were flattered by the costume. And this kind of displays a contrast in views within one that minority group. And also there are cases where people outside of that minority group get offended while people from that group aren't. For example, non-Native American people get offended at Native American cultural appropriation in K-pop, while actual Native Americans don't see it that way.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And I want to say beforehand that this issue that we have, or this complexity that we have, is very interesting and complex. Sorry. But I think what most people assume is that all people of a certain group have the same exact opinions. Basically, they think that they're this whole monolith and that they're these black and white caricatures that they can just generalize, which, while maybe unintentional, can be somewhat racist. And as a result, I think when we're making these types of jokes or even criticizing these people for making something, a joke that seems offensive in any way, we should first consider the group that the joke is targeting and is about first, before making our own opinions, and then even considering even more about the actual individuals that may be within that group and how they may have differing opinions. So as a result, I think as a group and advocates of, I guess, racial advocacy, we really need to try to avoid thinking that people should get offended by something, which isn't really our place, because they, the racial group, knows what's best for them and they know what's offensive. And we don't really have the place to say if, determine if they should get offended or not.
Yeah, I think this is a problem that a lot of people on Twitter kind of have. Like, you know, most of them have good intentions. They want to achieve racial justice and they care about how other people feel. But sometimes they get carried away and they unintentionally make these generalizations. And I think, you know, everybody should step back once in a while to see where they're coming from and perhaps realize the kind of unintentional biases they may have within themselves. And also, I think we have a bigger tendency to do these kind of things because we go to a school that's predominantly Asian. We go to a school that's predominantly one race. And we often are ignorant of how the people of these other races and cultures feel, because a lot of times, like, actually people at SIS haven't encountered or interacted deeply with other people, these people of these other races. As such, these kind of jokes seem to have kind of a little impact when we're inside this little SIS bubble where everyone is Asian, but in reality, these jokes in the real world can have very big impacts. They can impact, they can hurt a lot of people, they can cause a lot of, they can even cause Asian hate, which you know, you said, Bona, you said that anti-Asian jokes was like a big cause of. So we need to be very careful with our words, and even with humor, we need to be very considerate of who it may affect outside of our field of vision. So now moving on to our last and final question. Can you even be funny without offending people?
And the answer to that, which I believe, is yes. You just need to be safe. You can make jokes that don't undermine certain groups or conditions, while also being funny, like making poop jokes. And you can avoid the topic of race or minorities altogether which is probably the safest way to go and the least offensive way to go as well. And I think it's also suggested for making humor that it isn't offensive is to avoid discussing topics that you know personally are sensitive to the other person that you're speaking to, is in this case if you know them personally. And if you end up making a joke that seems offensive or they seem uncomfortable with, you should try to take note of this for future references.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed in particular that a lot of racial humor depends on making fun of that group, but this doesn't need to be the case. Like, people can choose not to make fun of that group while still making a joke about race. For example, I know this comedian that instead of making fun of the differences between Muslims and Christians, instead he chose to find surprising similarities and differences between Muslims and Christians and kind of made a joke out of that. So, you know, this shows that people can choose not to be offensive when making racial jokes.
Yeah, so I think that's all for today. Thank you for tuning into our podcast, and we hope to see you after the summer when we become 11th graders and perhaps more stressful kids.
Yep, see you guys another time, and this is the end. Toodles. Bye. Toodles.